Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. It is happy birthday, 15th anniversary of Behind the Black. Bob focuses on commercial space these many years and space discoveries. However, now and again, we turn to the politics of big space. This is public purse, big spending. NASA is at the moment under review by the White House to reduce its budget from X to Y. There is, however, resistance in the U.S. Senate in the person of the senator from Texas, Mr. Cruz. Bob, what do we know now about the NASA budget?
I tend to now want to call Ted Cruz a tax and spend Republican because he, in response to Trump's budget proposal, which would reduce NASA's budget by about 24%, it isn't crippling. It focuses on putting more money into manned exploration, which is NASA's focus. But Cruz doesn't like the manner in which they want to do it. And so he had proposed in a bill about 3 weeks ago that they reinstitute funding for the Space Launch System so they could do two more missions. It would cost a significant amount of money to do that for a lot of reasons. He wanted to reinstate the Lunar Gateway, which the Trump administration wishes to cancel because it really doesn't accomplish anything. He wanted to also extend Orion, which the Inspector General of NASA has just labeled the most over-budget NASA program probably in history. And what's interesting is that he managed to get these budget items into the reconciliation bill that's just being voted on in Congress. So Cruz is really working hard to increase spending in ways that don't make any sense in NASA. I'll say this again: we want to do science, but at the same time, NASA has not been tremendously successful in a lot of years. And when you have a company that's not functioning well, it's usually a wise thing to go through the budget, go through the operations, and streamline things and rethink. And I think that's what the Trump administration is trying to do. And it would be nice if Congress would cooperate with that.
Beyond SLS, Bob, is he thinking of more than three missions for SLS?
Right now there's one. We've flown one unmanned mission. The budget, Trump's budget calls for two more SLS missions and then end the program. Cruz wants to double that. He wants to do four more manned missions, which will take decades and will cost billions and billions, much more than he's proposing, and won't accomplish anything. We should get rid of it. Start over. You don't throw good money after bad. That's what I say.
And we move from big space to commercial space. This is the necessary details when you have private enterprise. Two SpaceX employees are suing the company. Why?
It's hard to say. This might be politics. It might be legitimate. I don't know yet. The court cases have to go through. But there were two articles in the press today that show former and SpaceX employees suing the company for discrimination and harassment. I won't go into the specifics of each case. I don't have time. But either these employees had grudges and caused problems, or they were legitimately discriminated against. I fear, though, that there's some political money involved to generate these court suits because a lot of them, there's no evidence in the general that SpaceX discriminates. It has a very diverse workforce. Its president is a woman, so it really indicates the company, Elon Musk, doesn't discriminate. But you could have specific instances, and once again, politics, the effort to get Elon Musk might be part of this, John.
What is the New Glenn?
New Glenn is the reusable rocket that Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company proposed at the same time SpaceX proposed its Falcon 9. Falcon 9 is now launched 500 some odd times and reused first stages something like 300 times. New Glenn finally did its first launch in January, 20 years late, 5 years later than planned. There is speculation about what its future schedule is. It hasn't done a second launch yet. They have contracts. They got to get flying. They haven't done a second launch. It now is delayed, the second launch, from August into September. And there was an article at Ars Technica that speculated what its latest schedule would be. I posted that on Behind the Black. The real issue here is that this schedule, combined with ULA's inability to get its Vulcan rocket up in the air very frequently, means that Amazon's Kuiper constellation that wants to compete with SpaceX is under real threat, because it has to get 1,600 satellites up in orbit by July of next year, and they've only got 54, and they're depending on Blue Origin and ULA to launch their satellites, and these companies don't seem to be capable of doing it.
All right, there's a European capsule startup, and that's a good idea. Man capsule or cargo?
No, this is a capsule very similar to Varda's small capsules for doing manufacturing in space. The company is called Space Cargo, and they've won a contract from a grant from the European Innovation Council that's attempting to encourage private enterprise. And this is showing the shift in Europe from government-run operations to hiring private companies to get things accomplished. This capsule is designed to do manufacturing in space and be recoverable on the ground. They already have a significant sales in their first mission, and they've gotten a $50 million grant.
What is an H-3 rocket? We have 30 seconds, Bob.
30 seconds. Mitsubishi is the builder of the new H3 rocket for Japan. It's launched, I think, once, maybe twice. They want to try to reduce its launch costs down to $35 million a launch, which would make it competitive with Falcon 9. That's aspirational, John. I'm not sure they can do it.
Bob Zimmerman, it's happy birthday. Bob Zimmerman's Behind the Black, 15 years of very carefully analyzing commercial space, which is the future.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.